and this is Friday, man, and it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show podcast, and today we're going to roll out another Phil classic for you. And we've been doing this the last few weeks because we wanted you to hear the amazing stuff that we have in our archives. And today, in particular, we want you to listen to what we have in the archive because we have a special going on for Memorial Weekend, a 20% off for a one-year subscription to the Phil Hendry Show website. That is if you do not currently have an account, okay? So if you've maybe had one and you don't have it anymore, or you've never had one, this is the time, man, to get a one-year subscription. And that's really kind of the one you want to get because it's sort of, you know, it's a slow build, man. Slowly and carefully, you know, you listen to this stuff and it goes into your head and you go, God, I gotta find a cure. And then you realize, no, I actually enjoy this. So please, by all means, check out our offer. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com, if you're not there already, and check out our special offer, 20% off for a one-year subscription. Now, what will you get? Well, that's exactly why we're doing today's Classic Phil, because we have almost, well, we've got over 35,000 hours of classic radio on our website. Our show, one of the more unique presentations in the history of God and man on this planet, has now been preserved and curated, as well as we could. No, I'm kidding. No, it's preserved and curated pretty damn good, considering all of the stuff we've got. And we're going to play a classic bit for you today from our archives from November of 2000. Now, you're going to hear in the replay today, you'll hear a lot of contemporaneous references. That's a big word that I think I am using it properly. It means you'll be hearing things that are current to the time. In fact, I start off with a mention of the contested presidential election of November 2000, and we go on and on from there. This bit is called Soul Coke, and nothing, in my opinion, better exemplifies the personality of Bob Green, our grocer, our CEO of Fraser Foods, than Soul Coke. It was an idea that he had that he wanted to take to the people at Coca-Cola to help them with their sales with African Americans. It's completely stupid. It's an asinine idea, which was what Bob always brought to the table. And funny, yeah, it happens to be that too. So let's check it out. It's from the year 2000. That is November the 16th of 2000. It was a Thursday. Today's a Friday, so we're close. And this is one that is called Soul Coke. I hope you enjoy it. And while you're listening to it again, consider a year subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for 20% savings, man, 20% off. That is a beautiful thing. You know, I feel fairly confident in telling you that this website, the Phil Hendry Show website, is probably the most successful of any individual show website when it comes to the subscription model, because we deliver, man, we deliver on the promise, so that when you invest with us, you're getting like endless hours. And if you were to listen to every single solitary thing we have on our website end to end without sleeping, eating, or going to the bathroom, it would still take you more than 6 months, maybe even seven now, to get through all this stuff. I mean, that's how much we got. It's a stupid way of putting it, not going to the bathroom. Anyway, let's check out Soul Coke. Let's check out Bob Green, who joined the program back in the year 2000 to tell us he developed a new brand of soda called Soul Coke, which he plans to market to African-American consumers, which he hopes will help Coca-Cola's image. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Classic Phil Day.
...1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Man, today they got new stuff on that election, so we're going to talk about that. They've got the Florida Supreme Court said the recount can go on, but somebody's suing, and another guy doesn't like it, and someone else has got their underwear in a bunch, and they got five more lawyers, and there's 60 more, you know, I don't know. I don't know whether they're ever going to get this thing worked out. It could be, I don't know, it could be a George Bush, Joe Lieberman ticket, because if it goes to the Senate, the Senate can elect Bush and Joe Lieberman, which sounds good to me. Number one rated Phil Hendry Show, Best of the Year 2000 LP. You can order it by calling, I should say album, CD, or long playing record, a picture disc we have for you. You can order the Best of the Phil Hendry Show from the year 2000, some of the great bits from our show over this last year. This CD is guaranteed, man. It's guaranteed funny. Nobody else would make that claim. No one else would have the guts. No one else could have the confidence to make that claim. About any CD that they're put, any of these cheesy radio station CDs that come out this time of year, I say that with all due respect. I realize they're raising money for charity, but they still suck. This thing's guaranteed funny. All you got to do is dial 877-616-7445, 877-616-PHIL, $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling, payment, Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. We've raised $19,179 with the sale of not only our CD, but also the picture disc. You can get a vinyl copy of the Best of the Year 2000 from Phil Hendry. How many people are doing that anymore? And you should have seen the stuff we had to go through to get that thing pressed, because nobody's doing vinyl anymore. But thanks to the great Joe Escalante at Kung Fu Records, we did it. Now, the Coca-Cola company agreed on Thursday to pay $192 million to settle a racial discrimination suit by its black workers. You may recall when this suit was filed in April of 1999, the lawsuit claimed Coca-Cola discriminated against black salaried employees in pay, promotion, and evaluation. The company denied the claims, but they have settled to the tune of $192 million, $43 million of which will adjust salaries, $36 million for oversight, $20 million in attorney's fees, $113 million in cash. Coca-Cola is a big company. There are a lot of large companies in this country that struggle through the early part of the 21st century to, again, target their product properly. Bob Green, we thought we'd bring on. Bob's an old friend and has consulted with us on a variety of things on the Phil Hendry Show. He's with Target Marketing Incorporated. You're in Atlanta today, Bob?
We are in Atlanta today, Phil, and we're excited about possibly meeting with the members of Coca-Cola, executive board and marketing board. Because we think we've got some good ideas.
Target Marketing, your company does what?
Phil, our company specializes in image enhancement for large corporations within the minority community. And I think right now Coca-Cola could probably use that help, because they have definitely have got a public relations problem.
And this all, so what you guys do is you come in and you try to get them reacquainted with the minority community or the community that was otherwise slighted. That kind of thing?
That's correct, Phil. I'll give you an example. Bank of America, years and years ago, Bank of America was the target of some student unrest and student demonstration in the state of California. In point of fact, one of the Bank of America branches in Santa Barbara was burned down during the Vietnam protest movement. Bank of America changed their logo to include the Dove of Peace, and in so doing tried to reach out a hand of friendship to the student community, which was investing at least rental money in properties owned by B of A, and they seem to have helped. What we're proposing is something for Coca-Cola.
Tell us what your company now, you guys have come up with this for Coke?
Well, that is correct, Phil.
Tell us about Soul Coke. What is that?
Thank you, Phil. Soul Coke was really the brainchild. I can't take all the credit. Soul Coke was the brainchild of William Mavery. William is in our product development division. And we had dinner one night about a year ago, and he said to me, you know, gosh darn it, Bob, blacks are people too. And too long they have been ignored by the major university, by major corporations and major universities. They've got the NAACP. They have their own universities. They've got their own restaurants. I think it's time that we begin to target market soft drink to the black community.
So in other words, like the black community and like the Hispanic community and like so many minority communities do have certain products targeted.
Well, they do, but they generally have the same product that is targeted to white consumers, but it's slightly different. What we want to do is take the Coca-Cola product and play right into a very real sense of black pride in the black community. There are a lot of very proud black people. And we want to show them that Coca-Cola can be a part of that. That's why Soul Coke, we think, is a product that...
If you can describe, you say Soul Coke is a product that will be directly marketed to African Americans. Can white people buy it?
Well, anybody can buy it, Phil, but Soul Coke is for... I guess you could say Soul Coke is for the African American that's in all of us. because I know that I feel a solidarity with... I'm white, my family's white, but there are times when I feel black. You listen to a James Brown record, I think a lot of us can feel black and feel, at least we feel a little bit darker than we are. And I think that Soul Coke...
Well, all right, okay, so describe Soul Coke.
Well, Soul Coke will come in a variety of cans and a variety of brown cans. You may be aware of the fact that many African Americans describe themselves, there is a sort of a stratification of color, and they describe themselves in different colors. We'll have different colored cans that are the colors that many black people describe themselves. For instance, we'll have a mahogany can, walnut, high yellow, coffee with cream, or midnight gun steel blue black.
And this is the color of the can?
This is the color of the can. Now, also Diet Soul Coke, which would come in the high yellow can.
And do the colors of the cans, do they come... This is a very, I got to tell you, this is a very, it's a very weird idea.
Well, yeah, it's very different.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, I'm having a hard time, Soul Coke coming in the high yellow can.
But we're marketing, see, you're white, Phil, and you don't quite get I don't think you quite understand, you're not in the community. So
well, no, I admit that to you, that I'm not in the community, I don't completely understand.
Phil, there's a wonderful organization called the United Negroid College Fund. And they have a saying, and the saying goes, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we agree. You know, there used to be a little thing called black pride. And we want to bring that black pride back. On every can of Soul Coke will be the very famous black gloved fist from the 1968 Olympics. So that when you buy Soul Coke, you'll see that black glove.
Now, you're referring to John Carlos and Carlos and Smith?
That's correct.
The two members of the track team. All right, our number 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green is with the company Target Marketing Incorporated. They're in Atlanta right now. They want to make a pitch to Coca-Cola, which has just settled a racial discrimination lawsuit to the tune of over $100 million, almost $200 million. They have developed a product that would be targeted toward African Americans that would enhance, you say this is something that would enhance black pride.
Absolutely. We feel that too long we haven't heard those words, black pride, black nationalism. There's nothing wrong with that. That means economic empowerment for all African-American people. And
all right, but again, would this be a Soul Coke? Would it be in grocery stores in white neighborhoods?
Well, you can get it anywhere. No, we're not going to do any... we're not going to just sell it, for instance, in South Central, or we're not just going to sell it, for instance, in Inglewood. We're going to sell it wherever. But the African-American consumer will be targeted to purchase Soul Coke. And someday, Phil, and you can call me maybe sentimental, I don't know. Someday, I hope we'll be able to see millions of proud, proud black people with a can of Soul Coke and shooting the breeze, or however they like to say it, you know, rapping, you know, about dance steps or whatever they do, drinking their Soul Coke. And enjoying, I think, a little slice of black pride.
All right, Robert Green.
What?
Well, I'm. I'll be interested to see. I know. I see the cigarette companies who targeted the African American community. Cool did that. I know that beer companies target the. For instance, go into East L.A. and you see Budweiser billboards in Spanish. I've never heard of a specific product.
Well, you heard of Afro-Sheen, right?
Yes, I have.
All right. Soul Coke, I think, goes that extra step.
Okay, so in other words, yeah, but Afro-Sheen's something that only black people can use. I mean, anybody could use it, but really, only black people have a real use for Afro-Sheen.
Well, I think Soul Coke is something that only truly African-American people with black pride will have a use for. I mean, you may want to buy it because you're feeling a little extra black or whatever. But I think...
But you're looking specifically to that, to the black market.
Yes, we are.
All right, Robert Green with us. They've developed Soul Coke, which he thinks Coca-Cola... Now, this is with the same recipe, I guess, but it's made by the Coca-Cola company?
It would be manufactured under Coca-Cola bottling, yes, sir.
All right, Soul Coke would target African-American consumers. It would come in a variety of different colored cans, from high yellow to mahogany, and would... apparently, Soul Coke would also... they'd come in a Diet Soul Coke, which is in the high yellow can, and they'd have a black fist on the can for black pride. You ask me, I don't think the black community would go for something like that. Now, he did say that he dreams of a day when millions of proud African Americans walking down the street proudly drinking their Soul Coke will be rapping with each other about the latest dance step. And to me, that's offensive, because I don't think he is quite under, from a marketing standpoint, I don't think he quite understands culture or for that matter, politics. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and this is our Phil Classic for today. And we're listening to the Soul Coke bit from the year 2000, November 16th of 2000. It's one of those bits that we remember fondly, and we always like people to hear it, and we roll it out on the odd occasion. And today, you know, not only are we rolling out Soul Coke, but we want to tell you about our special Memorial Day, Memorial Weekend sale that we're doing, 20% off on a one-year subscription to the Phil Hendry Show website. Now, you know that subscription models are happening now. They're, I mean, everybody's doing it. Netflix, all the big streaming services online for movies, for TV shows. When it comes to radio, I don't know who else really has a handle on the model, but we do. Now, digital's brand new. There's no question about it, especially when you're using the internet for streaming live video. And, you know, there's all kinds of different challenges. I can tell you right now, when I load up my Amazon on my television set and I want to watch a show and I get bandwidth insufficient, you know, they're still knocking out some of the kinks over there, too. So don't give me this, you know, give me a hard time. And not that you are, but I get a little bit of it from Bud and Margaret and those people. Let me just tell you that when it comes to the digital platform, we know what we're doing. We are the number one subscription radio show site in the whole damn planet. And what we want to do is give you the opportunity to get a year subscription for 20% off. 20% off. So if you do not currently have an account with us, you can get one for 20% savings on a one-year subscription at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. All right, back to our show, Soul Coke, baby. Phil Classic from 2000.
One 800 449 8686. As you might imagine, Bob Green is with us. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Green is with Target Marketing Incorporated. Now, we're talking about coming up with a product called Soul Coke to help Coca-Cola with its image in the black community. They just settled a $192 million racial discrimination lawsuit with black workers. And I understand that they probably have an image problem, Mr. Green, but you guys developing Soul Coke in high yellow cans, mahogany cans, and midnight steel cans, and all of this stuff.
Mr. Henry, Soul Coke is going to be available in 40-ounce size. It'll come in a glass bottle. It's in other words, it's a product that I think is already going to be familiar with the African community. And
I don't know what you mean by 40-ounce.
That's a standard size for the drinks. That a lot of the drinks come in.
What drinks? The things.
The drink of the African American community with a beer.
That's a standard size. All right, but the point that I'm making here.
Well, Phil, what we're doing is we're trying to give Coca-Cola a roadway back into the black community
with Soul Coke, but tying it in with to black pride.
Right, but you have to understand, we've done a lot of research. We know what we're doing. So just what I would suggest to you is, I appreciate your help. Just step out of the way and let us do our job.
All right, well, we're going to take some phone calls, if you don't mind, sir.
Certainly.
Okay, from people who are calling. 1-800-449-8686, Warrington, Pennsylvania, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
I happen to think that this is truly ridiculous. First off,
are you an African-American, sir?
Yes, I am an African-American, and I'd like to say one thing, too. First
yes,
off,
sir.
About this 40 business.
The 40-ounce.
This 40 ounces. We in the community already know that these 40 ounces that you're talking about has been the detriment to the community, number one.
Of
number
Coca-Cola?
Two, yeah, no, beer, period. Now, let's get on to Coca-Cola.
No, I agree with you, but we want a product, a product container in size that is relatable in terms of community use
relatable. If you want to say relatability, that's relatable in a very negative way. That's number one.
Right, because
number
we're talking
two,
about alcoholism, sir.
Exactly.
And
all right, well, what about the high yellow can and that kind of thing?
I happen to personally think that that is very insulting. I don't know where you did your research, but as an African-American, I would feel that if Coke wanted to target me specifically, then let me just give me the product, sell me the product like you're selling to everyone else all over the world. If you want something particular, throw African Americans into a commercial with them drinking Coke or whatever.
But what about the whole with the black stuff on the can?
But I think the cans that you're using, the different hues that represent supposedly the different colors of the black
community. Yeah, mahogany, you mentioned.
I find that very nauseous.
You mentioned.
And very odious.
Nauseous?
What did yes, and very minute, what, odious to even think of something
wait a
like
second.
That.
What, come on. If I could, can I call your brother?
No, you
would you
can't.
Not? Yeah, would you not do that?
Well, no, you're white, Mr. Amber, you're white, so why would...
Well, I think I can understand this gentleman's... He's uncomfortable, and I'm uncomfortable with him, all right? So just don't call him brother.
And no, you cannot call me brother.
Well, you know, we're trying to enter into a world where people are all the same.
Yeah, just don't call him
same,
brother.
Yes, yes.
So I don't get to call... Oh, I see. So I don't get to call you brother. That's what you're saying.
Don't make an issue out of it.
Yeah, right. Let's move on to the issue.
Try to tell me that you wouldn't try to match your skin color. What we're trying to do is if you bought it, you'd hold the can up to your skin and go, look at that. Mahogany, or I'm high yellow, or something like that. So
do you realize that that is not going to make me drink a product because it closely matches my skin color? I think to even try to attempt me to buy a product because it matches my skin color insults my intelligence and speaks to the fact that I don't have any more intelligence than I do
to purchase
a product than to identify with my skin color and say, okay, I'm going to buy it because my skin color is the same as this can.
I thought it would be fun for the consumer to go, as he's drinking the Soul Coke, to say, there's this, oh, look at that, it does match me. It's something to do while you're drinking the can of Soul Coke.
I can't
call you brother.
Well, I'd like to submit to you that...
Please don't call him brother.
I would like to submit to you that on
at
this
fair.
That. Well, let's move off the brother.
All right, I gotta take a move on to another call, sir. But I do appreciate your call. Here's El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Don't call him brother, if you wouldn't mind, Mr. Green.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend anybody.
El Paso, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, this has got to be ridiculous. You know, my name is Jerome, and I am an African American, but I was black because I was born in the South. Okay. And then we decided to be African American. Now, the thing is, I got to say is, this guy is taking symbols, you know, like Black Power, you know, from the Six-Day Olympics, and he's exploiting them for a white company. Okay, now I find that very distasteful. I mean, what is he going to have? Like little commercials with people eating greasy fried chicken and watermelon and everything? Is that in his whole corporate plan?
No, I didn't mention anything about that.
Well, I could just, you know. You know, and you say that
let's go on to St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes. I was just wanting to comment to the gentleman that was marketing the Coca-Cola can.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's totally ludicrous to think that we as a black people are going to relate to a can with colors like high yellow and mahogany.
Well,
and
I do
like
know.
That.
My research tells me that the African-American community describes its own skin color in terms of mahogany, walnut, peach, pecan. Am I right, did I get the wrong information here, Phil?
Don't ask me.
I've heard some of those terms, but it's
okay,
yellow.
You've heard them. Well,
no.
Pecan, high yellow, high definition.
And the example of Afro-Sheen, that doesn't even compare to what you're talking about with the Coca-Cola. And why does
Coca-Cola... Have you heard the term high DB, HDB?
Why does it... Why
no,
does
I just I want to ask you, have you heard...
Coca-Cola?
Have
no,
you heard
I haven't. No, okay. I haven't.
What is HDB?
High definition black. You have never heard that?
Never heard it, and I'm a black woman.
All right, I guess
you... High definition...
I think you need to check your research again, and you're hearing from black people, and it's they're
well,
already
I will,
telling you...
We are trying to do something positive for the black community.
I feel like you're totally misguided. Maybe you need to go into the black community a little bit more.
What specifically do we need to do? How do
well,
we need to reach...
Well, frankly, I was totally dumbfounded sitting here driving home from work, listening to you talk about a Coca-Cola can with colors like mahogany and high yellow. Why does it have to be...
What about the Soul
Coke? Why does Coca-Cola have to be marketed in any way specifically to the black community?
Because of Coca-Cola's racial discrimination.
I understand that. I understand
all right, and we're trying to get Coca-Cola back into the black community, so we want to get good feelings for Coca-Cola for the black community.
Right, but why can't it be marketed as its own product in black businesses, in black areas or whatever as its own product, do black-sponsored events.
Well,
okay,
I mean,
because
I'll
we drink the same product.
All right, hold
the
line. Hold on, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
All right, the Phil Henry Show here, our Phil Classic continuing, and I was just messing around with Snapchat. That's not what I'm messing with. I'm messing around with Snapchat, and that's kind of a drag. But anyway, let me just say, turn that off, will you please? Where was I? Who was I? All right. So what I'm trying to say to you all is that during our special Phil Classic here, I want to tell you we're selling our year subscription for a 20% discount, man, because it's like Memorial Weekend. And we want to get as many people involved in the Phil Henry Show website and the archives of some 35,000 hours of great radio and funny stuff. You can hear Soul Coke here. I mean, how do you beat this? There's Bob Green, and he wants to, you know, you can indulge being, you know, finding the inner black man if you're white. Anyway, it's ridiculous, but it is us. So you can get yourself, as I mentioned, a one-year subscription during this Memorial Weekend for 20% off. If you don't have an account with us, get one at philhenryshow.com. Get a one-year subscription. Why is it making that noise? It's beginning to scare me, man. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. There's a little man on my Snapchat. So anyway, get yourself a backstage pass for a 20% savings this Memorial Weekend. You'll be glad you did.
Robert Green is with Target Marketing Incorporated. Now, you're pitching an idea to Coca-Cola because they've just settled a $192 million racial discrimination lawsuit. You're pitching the idea of Soul Coke.
That's correct. And I'm really amazed at the resistance I'm getting.
Well, some of the resistance you're getting has to do with the fact that you've got cans that are high yellow and mahogany and midnight gun steel blue-black. You also have talked about Black Pride. Bringing back Black Pride.
We're just thinking about millions of African Americans walking down the street with their Soul Coke, and
and talking about dance steps.
Well, I don't know whatever they want to talk.
How about politics?
All right, they could talk about politics. So James Brown had a saying, and it was, "Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud." That's what I'm talking about. Soul Coke, Black Pride.
And what do white people drink?
I'm sorry?
What Coca-Cola do white people drink?
Coke Classic. I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
Okay, so we don't get white Coke or...
We're just trying to smooth this thing out, all right? It's just an idea that I got. Coca-Cola's got a public relations problem. I just thought I'd pitch them an idea that would help them, that's all.
All right, here is Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Or excuse me, Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello, this is
Yes,
Raymond.
Sir.
Yes?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment that this is an attempt to, you know, divide the black race. This is
are you white, sir?
I'm very black. I'm from Africa.
Are you gunmetal? What? Can I ask you a question?
It causes me any question, but this is a childish move.
All right, now I just ask: are you midnight gun steel metal blue black, or are you mahogany?
I don't go about that.
Don't ask the guy.
That's period.
He said he was
African. That's all.
You said you were very black, and I just wondered if you were midnight gun steel blue black or.
No, that's a childish label. How can you do that? Like,
no, sir. I'm simply asking.
Don't ask the guy what color he's black. Okay.
I'm African. Period.
Oh, I understand that, and I appreciate it.
And if you yes,
right, but you're not walnut.
And forget about that. I'm African. If you want to say somebody is lighter, so he or she should drink a different kind of Coke, that is intra-racial discrimination. You are entering the black race to divide them.
We're not keeping this product from white people. They can drink Soul Coke, too.
Why not just make it Soul Coke, period? What is the difference in color so that somebody would have to say, I'm lighter, so
right.
I should drink this?
What if you
I'm
made
darker,
a... What
so
if you,
should drink
yeah.
this? That
so,
is childish.
Would you have a
that
problem, sir?
That is an attempt to divide the black people.
All right, so you don't want to tell me whether you're walnut or not.
Forget that. I want
I'm
to ask the...
I'm African. I'm from Ghana.
Where?
Hello?
Where?
Ghana. Hello?
Is that where Jim Jones is from?
No, that is Guyana. Go back to school and do some geography.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know. But my question for you...
Wait a minute. I want to ask the gentleman. You got no problem with the idea of Soul Coke. Is that right, sir?
No problem with Soul Coke.
But you don't like the idea of the stratification.
In the black race. It's very insulting.
All right, but what if we got rid of the color thing and we just came out with Soul Coke? with a really happy black guy drinking it on the can. A picture of like a guy, a black guy with an afro or something. And
what is this, 1978? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just... All right.
Jesus. I mean, just abandon this Soul Coke idea, okay? Just
you don't like Soul Coke. You think Soul Coke would go over in Guyana or wherever the deal is?
No, it would go down.
It'll go down.
It's an insult. It's an insult between the blacks. It's an insult. You enter the black race to divide them because somebody is lighter and somebody
is darker.
That is an insult.
No, sir. I want to unite the black race in its love of Soul Coke.
Then say black, that's all. Just say
hey,
black, that's all. What is the difference between a lighter skin, yellow, or blah, blah? All that thing is very childish and very insulting.
Very true.
Well, let me ask the gentleman a question. You're from Ghana, Africa, correct?
Yes, West
Africa. Did you ever win a marathon?
All right.
No, I just...
Oh, God.
No,
I'm
sir,
not
I just...
Okay.
Please.
All right, sir, thank you very much for your call this evening. I think you got a lot to learn, Mr. Green, about attitude, cultural attitude. You heard the guy say he doesn't mind...
Oh, I see. So I'm going to take some lessons from the talk show host tonight about how to do it, because I've been in the marketing business for 15 years, but you know more about it.
I'm saying you've rolled out a product here tonight that people don't like. All right, we have a call from Los Angeles. Hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, Mr. Henry.
My name
is Mike, and I'm a senior VP with Coca-Cola. And I am talking for the company to let people know that
you're not talking for the company.
I am talking for the company.
I don't know who you are, who you say you are.
Well, that's fine,
You're telling me.
You can go ahead and hold that over my head. That's fine.
Well, that's fine. I can't say I have to let people...
Coca-Cola will be represented.
Hold on for a second.
Sure.
Hold on a second. I don't know you are who you say you are. If you want to say you're a VP with Coca-Cola, I'm telling my audience I have no idea that that's the case.
Fine,
okay?
Sir. That's
all right.
Fine. That's
if you want to speak as a defender of Coca-Cola, I'm more than happy to let you do that.
No problem.
And
but
sir,
I'm just
a guy could call up and say that he is.
Somebody could call up and say
he's your father, okay? And he may not be your father. Am I supposed to let him on the air and say that he is your father? Of course
that's
not.
That's fine, sir. I understand.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know that my employer would not accept this type of
And you work for Pepsi? You work for Pepsi.
I work for Pepsi?
Yeah.
No, I do not work for Pepsi. I do not work for Pepsi.
Well,
let me give you the news.
Let me give you the bad news. You guys got hit, or somebody that is Coca-Cola got hit with a $192 million lawsuit. You're familiar with that, right?
As a lot of other places get hit, and we will not betray ourselves.
What I'm trying to do, all I'm trying to do, sir, is help your company. Now, if you'll give me 5 minutes.
Our company, sir,
if you'll give me 5 minutes of your time.
These suggestions are very negative, like you are, and this will not help any race or any product.
Well, wait a minute.
Let me give you 5 minutes.
We sell our products very well.
Just give me 5 minutes of your time. Give me 5 minutes of your time. What I'm talking
about... 5 minutes
about,
of your time? No, sir, you
sir,
will
I'm
not
saying,
get 5 minutes. You can submit whatever
I'm
you want
you
in writing in a proposal form, but you will
well,
not
that's what
get
we plan on doing.
To meet with any of us.
That's what we plan on doing. But you're some little guy in L.A. You're not a big shot with a company. You don't know what those guys in Atlanta want to do.
Well, where do I work, sir, if you know so much?
Well, if you say you're with Coca-Cola, you must be some small potato guy. I'm in Atlanta right now.
Really? Well, I'm
in
Minneapolis,
right now.
And that's one of our big marketing
right.
firms.
And
you're sadly
right
mistaken
now,
right there.
I am going to talk to some big guys, not some pipsqueak. Who's in
well,
LA
unfortunately,
right now, right?
You're going to probably have to go through me to get filtered out.
Well, here's the deal. What are you doing? Are you marketing?
Yes, I am. VT.
All right, listen to this. Millions of African Americans on the mall in Washington, D.C. It's the Million Man March. And they all raise up a can of Soul Coke. Okay?
Well,
because
you know
Coca-Cola
what?
There's
a lot of people that suggest things for us to do company-wide. And this is just another one that we're going to have to turn down. And we will turn it down on paper when you submit it.
There's
going to
be a big shot in your company.
With any of us.
There's going to be a big shot in your company who's going to come to you someday and say, hey, Mike, did you blow off the Soul Coke idea? And you'll say, yes, sir. And he'll say, that's great. Your parking space has somebody else's car in it. See you
well,
later.
Let's put it this way. If I took your idea, I would be looking for a new job.
Now, let me ask you something. What's wrong? What, you guys know that you do. God, I hate you.
I know you do, sir. But, you know,
guys.
Let's be honest
here.
This
like
is not how any culture wants to be portrayed. Singled out.
Well, listen, you're the guys that stuck your foot in a $192 million lawsuit. I didn't do that. I'm trying to help you.
Exactly, but this will not help us. We know how to run our company, and if we make mistakes, we pay for it like every other company. But the whole problem here is that we don't.
Are you black?
We do not want to single out a single group.
Wait a second. I got a question. Are you black?
That they need to have. You need to be
I just
put
thought,
on
I
a can of Coca-Cola, sir.
Are you black, sir?
You what?
Are you black?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, then
and
how do you
my
know?
My wife, and neither is my children.
Then how do you know?
Then how do I know?
Yeah, how
because
do you know?
Because I'll let you know. Our market.
Well, we've had a lot of black callers call this show, and they've been saying the same thing.
What? I heard the host was talking. What?
Our market research is far superior to what you could buy. We put hundreds of millions of dollars into market research. I bet you don't have anything more than a library card.
You know something? The day you're on the street knocking on Pepsi's door, don't say I didn't warn you.
Well, that's fine, but until that day, you stay on the radio, and I will go ahead and stay in my job, and you know, and I'll make the decisions. Until then, you can just go ahead and keep your ideas to yourself. If you want to submit them on paper, feel free. We will happily decline them in a very plausible sense. But until then, you know, that's
the only reason why. But you know for a fact that they market products toward the African-American community. In fact, you guys took Tab and turned it into Diet Coke and marketed toward men, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely incorrect, sir.
Didn't
you? No, not at
all.
Didn't
you do that? That's exactly what they did, Phil.
Now, hold on for a minute. The guy is saying...
No. They took Tab, they called it Diet Coke, and they split the market.
Really?
That's what you guys did.
Well,
let me
ask you this. If you know so much, what's the main ingredient to Tab if we just switch the labels?
If you ask me, it's piss. But I
okay, that's no,
that's
completely no. I will not.
You could even have a limited edition 40-ounce bottle wrapped in a brown paper.
Okay, that's.
play the
Night Train.
What is this?
I wanted this was for our campaign. Soul Train. It's the Soul Coke. Get the Soul Coke thing.
You just heard a guy who alleged to have been a member of the Coca-Cola...
he's some pipsqueak.
No, he alleged to have been a member of Coca-Cola's executive trust and executive brain trust, and this guy says the idea sucks on all four cylinders, man.
Well, they say the four-banger, man. It's an eight-banger idea, maybe even a 12-banger.
And the point is, it sucked, and he didn't like it. And what do you mean, all aboard for the night train?
Soul Coke.
No, man, I don't like it. Here is San Bernardino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I want to say something about this ridiculous idea. I'm going to tell all of my friends, family, neighbors, as long as this ridiculous idea is on the air, never drink another Coke, not any kind of Coke.
Unless
until this is
Coke.
Taken off the air,
unless
it will be
Soul
Pepsi
Coke.
Forever for me.
Soul Coke.
Not Soul Coke.
You won't have it?
I won't drink any kind of Coke
ma'am,
as long as this
like
is on the air.
I tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to, if Coca-Cola buys this idea, I will send you two free cases of Coke.
I don't want any of it. Don't sell
what
me.
James Brown?
You can't sell me on any of it. I wouldn't have it as long as your ad is on the air.
What if James Brown was the spokesman?
I don't
well,
care.
Don't start throwing his name around,
I
okay?
Do not
well,
care.
I'd like to approach his people. I think I can get to his people.
Well, I just want you to know how ridiculous that is.
How about Bill Cosby?
I will never drink another Coke.
Can I ask you
goodbye.
A question? May I ask you one question? Are you Walnut? Oh, shoot.
Yeah, good idea, pal.
Soul Coke in the handy 8-ounce can.
Oh, man.
Hey, look, pal, like I said to the other guy, I'm not the guy that got sued for $192 million, okay?
I understand that.
I'm trying to help them out. They don't want my help. Great.
Sounds to me like they didn't. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Phil Classic, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. All right, so we'll check you guys out definitely for our movie, Saturday Cinema, and of course Sunday night we have our live streaming show. And again, stay tuned to all social media today, Twitter, Facebook, etc., to find out exactly if and when or when we have our Friday night chat.